Yo, what's up, everyone? I'm Life Coach Lamont with Conversation with the Real One, a podcast. And today, we got a special guest here. We got Water of Elegance. Yes, a wonderful artist from Missouri. She's definitely gifted, and she dropped many projects, and she's an amazing singer, inspirational. Yes, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, wonderful. Can't complain. Yes. So how long have you been in the business?
Actually, since I was a child.
Oh, really?
Well, I'll say it this way. I started writing music when I was 6 years old, mm-hmm. to the best of my ability, you know.
Right.
As a child, you know, of course, it's not going to be perfect.
Right.
When I became an adult, I realized that, hey, this is a gift from God that I got to, you know, make sure I explore stuff.
Right.
When I was an adult, just kind of, you know, went from there, taking it more seriously. So, yeah.
Right.
Oh. At that age, at 6 years old, I noticed that, hey, you know, I got this gift of just thinking of tunes, coming up with my own lyrics. So, yeah.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, what's some of the biggest inspirational music that you listened to when you was a kid that really made you like gravitate to the music? Like, oh, I love singing. That's what I want to do, you know.
Well, when I was 6 years old, I definitely listened to
Michael
Jackson. I remember when he first came out. I'm not sure if you remember the song by Mariah Carey called "Vision of Love." I used to love that song.
I am the vision of love. Yeah, that was a classic.
And, I would say Mariah Carey. I remember a lot of 80s music.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot in my background, actually, like Phil Collins, pop music, Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson. So I really, I'm just well-rounded.
Right. Oh, that's awesome.
I love listening to those artists. However, at the same time, I do have my own unique style, so I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, try to be like them. I feel like, you know, God has placed everyone with their own special gift and talent.
Right.
Like, Michael Jackson have his own way from Luther Vandross, you know.
Yes.
They all talented in their own creative way, though.
Yes, that's true. And that's true.
What of Elegance is born.
What of Elegance, yes. Let me ask you, like, how long did it take you to find your lane? Because I know sometimes music as an artist, it's kind of difficult to find your lane, definitely when you get influenced by different other styles and things, and you're like, wait, man, you want to follow the trend, but then again, you want to have your own lane. It takes a lot of courage and a lot of boldness to, like, step out and say, you know what, I'm going to just go this way. You're the first one with the style, but I'm going to keep going. You know what I'm saying? Like, was that hard for you to, like, carry that tradition?
Actually, to be honest with you, it took me maybe about a week.
Oh, wow.
To come up with that name, because how I came up with the name, let me tell you a backstory, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Actually, my family and I, we was having like a family gathering. It was going to be 200 people there, and it was going to be some of my family friends coming together to perform. And it was like, everybody got to have this artist, have their own artist name. I was like, oh, shoot, what I'm going to come up with? And so I was like, Water of Elegance. There it is.
Wow. Because
my birth name, you know, is unique, which is Shindu. And then my artist name, Water of Elegance. And I'm like, hey, water, you know, the way I sing is like water purifying to the mind, body, and soul. And then I'm elegant. So, boom, there you go. And she was born.
Then she was born. Right.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, out of all your songs that you created, what was one of the songs that sticks to you the most, one of your most favorable songs that you created? Like,
wow, that's going to be a difficult one there. Actually, I like all of my music.
Uh-huh.
Each time I write music, it just gets greater and greater. My latest song is Beauty Undisguised.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a long song, so it can be related many ways. The song is about beauty that's untainted, beauty that's free-flowing. It can be son to father, you know,
right.
Mother to daughter. It's like universal. Right. So in my case, I'm married, so I applied that song to my husband. So, you know, it depends. Everyone that listened to my song, it resonated with them differently.
Right.
Yeah, so it depends, you know. All of my songs, it resonate differently with everyone.
Right, right. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So, how was it, like, in your state, Missouri? Like, is it difficult, like, to really get known out there, discovered in Missouri, or you have to really, you know, reach out?
Well, actually, how I actually got known, I would say it this way. I actually was discovered. You know what I mean? By Shanice. She seen me singing one of her songs and posted me on her page.
Wow.
And then from there, you know, I explored and did my own research. So I'm an entrepreneur as well as an artist. So.
Oh, okay.
I did some research, you know, how to get on radio, how to land music charts and so forth. So That's pretty much how I got on the radio here in Kansas City.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So that's one of the big keys, I would say, for all artists, do your research. And don't ever let anyone tell you what you can't do.
Right, right. That's amen to that.
Yeah. Believe in yourself, right?
Believe in yourself. That's what it's about. Believing in yourself. And how was the writing process when you creating, you know, classic material? Like, take us through, like, some of your creative, like, atmosphere. Like, do you have to be in a quiet place when you create, or do you go to a park to write? Like, what's some of your...
Actually, it depends on my mood, too. Sometimes I'm just getting this creative mood. I'm like, let me go grab a pen and paper. Like, I may just think of a creative tune. I can be watching television. I may just start humming. You know, it's so natural with me because I'm so naturally gifted, you know, by God.
Yes.
So I'm just like, hey, let me write this down so I don't forget it. You know what I'm saying? So it comes to me just naturally, and I just write out.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. Sometimes when it's peace and quiet, though, each circumstance is different.
Right. Wow, that's amazing. And let me ask you, how's the process now of creating your music? Is it like, you know, it's not discouraging or anything as time go on? Like, you find it more, you gain it more and more passion every time you create a new project, you just get more fulfillment of joy?
Yeah. Wow. I am.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that's wonderful.
I'm forward to it. It's just like a child in a candy store. They're going in the candy store trying to figure out what they want. Do I want Skeeters, Snickers? You know what I'm saying? So that's how it is with music for me.
Right, right. Wow. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
And I feel like that's one of the biggest things that's going to cause all artists to be successful. You got to love what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing and you just in this for money, it ain't going to get too far. So.
Right, right. Yeah. That's awesome.
And dry.
Yes. So, what's the name of your latest project that you working on or releasing?
Oh, well, the latest right now is Beauty Under Skies, and I do have a music video that will be releasing in April 30th, so just a few days away.
Oh, okay. Oh, shoot. All right, y'all got to remember, y'all got to check it out, you know? Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. And what would you like to accomplish with your music? Like you would like for it to touch souls all over the world. You put special messages, as I know, inside your music, and you know, you bring that fulfillment, you know what I'm saying, to people's lives with your words of wisdom, you know? And I think it's incredible.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing for me. I really enjoy when I hear about, like, someone saying, hey, this music, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? It really touched my soul. And it's unique, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like what you hear just every day on the radio. Right. One of elegance and just a totally different vibe, so.
Right.
Yeah. So you could be having some, your worst days, you put on my song, like, hey, what I need to hear today? I ain't doing too good. I ain't played too no wrong, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So I got for whatever you're experiencing to brighten up your day.
See, that's what I'm talking about. We need more of this. And you guys, you got to check her out. She's gonna be the the cover girl of the Life is Art magazine for the May edition. So definitely check her out in the magazine. We done a wonderful interview with her there as well. And is there any inspirational words you'd like to give any individuals that's looking to succeed or, you know, keep pushing?
Yes, I'm going to say have patience. Mm-hmm. You got to trust the process. Be consistent. Believe in yourself. That's a strong one. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to say have confidence. Because right. For a long time, I knew in my early 20s, I knew this was something I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. However, I was so shy at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know you got talent. But it's like, well, dang, I want to get out there on the stage. You know, I want to get behind the mic. And then again, it's been a lot of people that would always be like, hey, you know, she's not singing this way. She's not singing that way. I learned to, you know, have confidence in myself.
Right.
And as well as, you know, be free and express my creativity. And it's okay, you know, what an elegance is not for everyone, you know?
Right.
Everybody don't like every artist. Everyone don't like Beyonce. Everyone don't like Monica, you know? So
right.
It's expected in the music industry. So I learned to accept that. So, yeah, that's one of the biggest things I would say.
Right. Wow. Awesome. Yes, and let me ask you one more thing. How important it is to have confidence in being an entrepreneur and running your own brand? You have to have confidence. You can't do it without it, right?
You can. And it's been a journey. And I got to be honest with you. Even before I landed radio, I had someone tell me that. I don't think your music, you know, would land. I had people literally
really?
Tell me that.
Wow.
I kept going. Yeah, I had some negative, I put it this way, some people that was expressing negativity, as well as those that was pushing, you know, positive. Hey, you know, you're very talented, you got it, and so forth. But I never gave up. Never allowed that to disturb me.
And you know what? I wonder what's the look on the people's faces now as they see you, how you doing now. I wonder what's the look, you know, when you cross paths with them. Like, what do they have to say for themselves? You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes, absolutely.
Wow. I'm glad. Well, first of all, I'm glad you...
God is the only judge. That's the way I look at it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We're not even a judge of our own self. So that's pretty big if you think about it.
Yeah,
a lot of times, we judge our own self. Well, darn it, you know, I want to do it, but I don't think I'm as good enough. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, who are you to judge yourself if you think about it?
Right. That's real. And you know what's crazy? Because it's, you know, and I see your heart is in the right place. You more focused on saving souls than, you know what I'm saying, than the money and the music. You know, you more worried about saving souls through your music. But whenever you look at life like that, and whenever you driven like that, you can't lose. You know what I'm saying? Because out of 300 people that hate you, you saving one life. That's a lot. You know what I'm saying? And you rich spiritually, you know, because you're saving souls out here, and that's what it's about, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so you can't go wrong with that, you know.
Absolutely. Spot on with that.
Right. And you're making memorable music. You're making timeless music, which is incredible. You know what I'm saying? I see that your music, you know, was on the radio and all that, you know. So you're doing your thing, man. Yeah. I'm proud of you, and you keeping it going, you know.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And let me ask you this. How can people stay in contact with you to keep up with your latest and greatest?
You said, how can they stay in contact?
Yes, how can they listen to your, like, give them your social media outlet and how they can find you?
We on radio. Matter of fact, I just now hit out of country.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's new. Playing live over there. As well as Spotify, YouTube, pretty much all the major digital platforms.
Right, so y'all check her out, you know what I'm saying? Hit her up.
Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, name it.
Yes, you name it, you know? And check out her music and download it, listen to it, and spread the word, most definitely.
Yes.
Well, we
and thank you for having me as well. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
thank you for
the invite. You're welcome. Yes. What up, elegance, y'all? Woo!
Yes.
Thank you so much for your time. Conversation with a real one, and you are the real one. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys.
See ya.
Later. Bye.